I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sophomore year of college, I met a friend I'll call Sam. I adored him, and he adored me. If we saw each other from across the dining hall, we'd jazz run to the center of the room, embrace theatrically, and explode in laughter. That winter, when I was stressed studying for my English 10A exam, he consoled me with advice I think of to this day. Calm down. Nobody's asking you to perform surgery or give birth. All you have to do is learn. Back then, in the early 90s, Sam was openly gay. He told me that his coming out had been a matter of struggling to gather the courage to tell his mom he was gay, only to hear her say, "Sweetie, I'm your mother. I know." This was decades ago. A great many people I love are now out. I don't know all of their stories. Even if I did, I couldn't possibly know what that choice and its repercussions must have felt like from the inside. But I am certain that for every coming out story like my friend Sam's, there are countless others that involve the fear and pain of being punished, shamed, rejected, threatened, and even physically harmed. Many living openly LGBTQ lives would still say that they too are subject to similar forms of oppression. That's why today's poem, by Texas native Ileana Rocha, feels so important. It's called Coming Out, and it pulls readers into a space where time gets slippery and certainty breaks apart. The past, present, and future bump up against one another. Images seem to float in space, detached from their familiar contexts. To me, this strangeness of language captures the feeling of being stuck in limbo, worlds away from where you want or need to be. Coming Out, by Ileana Rocha. The time to do it is yesterday, was, is, will. The little boy gifts me his. Then he walked into a separate darkness, continually walks into, will walk, will. A darkness separate from mine was like this, will be. He tells, told, keeps telling, will always tell, tells. My heart breaks, breaking into no neatness all, just like time past, passing. There is a tree will be covered with golden leaves, leaves shook with each jerking of a branch. He once wanted to go higher until he will fall, having the wind knocked out of him, broken ribs, branches, all of us on the ground together, fumbled for a reach of any kind, stretches out like railroad tracks leave here. The asterisk stars were, are, will never be any help, like a map helped, will help. There he was, there I is, dresses will be scatter, pink islands. They say, said, will surely say, they do not, does not understand this time, sequence of events, but whoever will, does. For a while, this pause, pausing, much like guilt is a pause, does not, will not, did not go anywhere, but planted, is planting itself into intestines, golden leaves emerging, flirt with the wind, will flirt with other branches, hands, will always be, is, was. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.